Hello.
Hi, is Doug there?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, is Doug?
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, this is Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. We spoke about a month ago about equipment financing and working capital. I just wanted to check back up on you, see if you guys were going to be bringing on those new employees or how business was going.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Good, good.
As far as business goes.
Yeah. Were you looking to bring on new employees? Did you need maybe capital for that?
Yeah, what I've been kind of tossing something around. I've got a machine that's almost paid off. I mean,
Okay.
it's $4,000 or $5,000 being paid off. I forget, it might be $5,500. I forget exactly what it is right now. But what I'm thinking I might do is refinance that machine. Is that something you would handle?
We do that some. What are you looking to do? Like, pull out cash on it? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, to use for some repairs on the machine and for some tooling and to use payroll to bring somebody new on.
Sure. How long ago did you buy it?
Well, it's almost 5 years. That's why it's paid, almost paid off.
Oh, okay. And how much is the machine worth right now?
I wouldn't know exactly. I haven't had it appraised. I know 5 years ago I paid 54 for it, and I think they're pretty much holding their value right now.
Okay, 54. All right. Yeah, we definitely do that. We call it I think because it's been a while, you'll only get about 50% of the value of it now. But would that help you out at all?
I'd have to look
About
around on that and see.
25,000 or so.
Yeah.
But
I'd
yeah,
have to look around and see.
to see what the value is, or to see other options, or
Both, really. Because
okay.
I'm not, I'm, you know, I'm throwing a guess at the value of it.
Sure, sure.
I
Yeah,
haven't spent
because
it yet.
really, like, if you're just trying to get cash for, hiring, things like that, repairs on other things, you really only have like two main options other than maybe like a line of credit from your local bank. I don't know if that's an option for you, but you're gonna have working capital, which is, daily or weekly payback a lot of times. It's short-term loan. Higher payments, obviously, because it's shorter term. Or you have that program, which is called a sale lease back, which you can, put that collateral towards getting cash or securing that cash, which is going to be a monthly payment, stretch it out to a 3 to 5 year term. It's just conventional financing.
Yeah.
So I think that'd probably be your best option.
Yeah, that's kind of what I prefer.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think the
It's
rates are like really good right now, as far as I know.
for equipment, yeah, definitely. And it's a collateralized loan that way, right? So it's a safer loan, and all loans are going to be risk-based. So when you get something like working capital, it's unsecured cash, so it is
Yeah.
going to be a bit more higher cost as far as interest goes. So,
Yeah.
yeah, that might be a good way to go for you.
Yeah, I just started thinking about that this morning, that that was an option I could do.
How much were you looking for?
Was thinking somewhere around 40,000. I don't know. I'll have to see what,
Do you have any other equipment there that's paid
I
off?
do the lease.
Oh, it's lease. Okay. But nothing that's paid off other than that one piece.
No.
Yeah.
I got an old tractor. Does that count?
It counts, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I don't know what it counts for, but it counts, it would depend on the value, obviously.
no, I don't think the value of that high. I was just kidding on that one.
Oh. Might count for something, I don't know. But yeah. Or like maybe work trucks or anything like that that's paid off.
Oh, I got my pickup that's paid off, but you know, that's, I don't know if that'd be worth $8,000-$9,000, something like that, you know, I don't know.
Well, did you want me to maybe send you over some information about that program, or when were you kind of looking to bring on the cash?
Right now I'm in the thinking about it stage, if I really want to push for it or not, you know. So.
Yeah, because are you guys getting busier? I mean, you're going to be bringing on some new employees. Is that just to run machines over there, or you have a...
Yeah. I want to bring one guy on to run a machine.
Okay, just one.
Because I've got two machines, but there's only me here, so one, that's all the time.
Yeah, that's inefficient, definitely.
Yeah, I wanna utilize it, you know.
Yeah, makes sense. All right. Did you say you had a time frame, or are you just kind of kicking around the idea, you said?
Yeah, I'm just starting to kick around it. I want to look at some options. I didn't even know if somebody would, you know, do something like that for me. So that was,
I think it's kind of a rare program, because, you know, you get a lot of, you know, conventional lenders will either give you a working or give you a line of credit, or they won't. It's kind of hard to come by there. I don't know if you've gone to your bank for that, but and then a lot of you know, finance companies, non-conventional lenders will sell you on working capital. We're one of the very few that do both equipment financing and working capital. So we have those programs available like that, where we can kind of get more creative with it. Otherwise, most companies will just sell you on working capital.
Yeah, well, I need to get back at what I was doing. So why don't you send me your information, and
okay.
I'll kick this around some, see what I'm going to do with it.
Sure. What's your email address?
dflboring@yahoo.com.
All right. I'll send you something over.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.